This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Some of the reaction that's out there is just vile. And, you know, look, I'm going to prove to you that this does not just come from the fringes. Some of the reaction. This is Ilhan Omar on a podcast talking about Charlie Kirk in the aftermath of his assassination.
What I do know for sure is that, you know, Charlie was someone who once said, guns save lives after a school shooting. Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police.
I think he called him a scumbag.
Right, have no regard, downplay slavery and what Black people have gone through in this country by saying Juneteenth should never exist. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate.
Complete rewriting of history.
Yeah, there is nothing more effed up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
Whoop, that cut out, but she's a member of Congress.
Well.
Yeah, no kidding. She's a member of Congress right now. I don't even know if she's an American because she puts her allegiance elsewhere in many situations. Curtis Salk is back with us, managing editor of Newsbusters. I mean, you're having a lot of work putting some of this stuff up on the Twitter and the other sites because there's so much craziness out there right now, Curtis.
Yeah, Mark, good to be with you again. Well, unfortunately, it is a horrible day. I mean, this cannot go on. The media cannot continue to do this, where they just simply act like they're bystanders in our political discourse. You know, you have all these nice thoughts from some of these people saying we need to do better, this, that, and the other thing, but like they don't demand it of themselves. They're not applying that to themselves. And they also aren't doing things like highlighting the clip that you just played.
Yeah.
They're not bringing that kind of thing up. So you try to say that, oh, you know, some of the first reactions, Katie Turr yesterday, divisive, polarizing, CNN controversial, you know, Matt Dowd, obviously, you know, he's been fired for, you know, saying that Charlie Kirk's hateful thoughts lead to hateful words and hateful actions and inflammatory. And other guests said that as well. CNN was talking about gun culture and a lightning rod.
By the way, on the gun culture thing, let me just say this, because this guy used a .30-06. That's a hunting rifle. All right. I have a couple of them and that's what I hunt with. And there's no gun control measure that's going to affect, you know, unless you have a red flag law and the person is severely mentally ill, but that's, you're not going to be able to get a hold of gun, you know, hunting rifles and ban them. And by the way, no one's really ever talking about that.
hat tip to Charles C.W. Cook over at National Review, pointing out that that is the gun that was recovered is still one of the few guns that, after jumping through many hoops, you can actually still buy in England. Okay? So the hunting rifles
sense, because yeah, it's bolt action. So what happens is once you fire a shot, you got to open the bolt, and you know the casing comes out, and you have to load the other bullet. And then if you're me, you miss the deer the second time also. So unfortunately, but where do you think, you know, let's talk about CNN. They do a headline and they talk about how now we have this information about the bullets and the casings, where there's cultural issues that were referred to. That's the best that they could do. They don't want to talk about the trans stuff at all, just like last week in Minnesota. But there are cultural issues that they put in a headline and in a story on CNN.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of very similar to what we would see with radical Islamic terror attacks. That like, oh, he was shouting about God. Okay. You know, it's just like very vague and esoteric. Like we, you know, Minnesota, we may never know their motive. You know, Governor Josh Shapiro. I mean, we never know what this guy was thinking, except we do.
Yeah, right.
Know what was going on here. But you know, I think it is so unfortunate, but it was so instructive yesterday because this was such a shocking event. The left, because it is a particularly the media operates on groupthink. You got their genuine reactions when something so unexpected happened. So you could see whether some people actually kind of had some humanity and others that didn't. And those that did have humanity, I should say Brian Stelter was one of the best yesterday. But the thing is with this, where we going forward, what does this mean? How do you use this in a constructive way? And just said a pat him on the back of the head, you know, on tap him on the shoulder, say, good job. No, remember these kinds of things. So when they go back to saying that we're fascists and that we want to kill grandma, President Trump is a Nazi, all the rest, you can point to this and say, hey, well, what about that? You said we should be better. How about you? How about you do that?
So did you see George Conway's tweet?
Yes, comparing him to
Horse
an early
Wessel.
Nazi.
So
figure.
All he does is he posts a picture of a guy by the name of Horse Wessel, and he offers the Wikipedia link. And this is yesterday in the aftermath of this horrific assassination, right? And if you go to the Wikipedia page,
oh, it's just
says,
a few hours ago today.
Okay, yeah, but there's a follow-up here that I just saw. So he posts that, and you know, the Wikipedia entry says Horse was a member of the SA, the paramilitary wing of the Nazi Party. So that's all he says. So then somebody does a story on that, and he posts a caption from the story where Mediaite says, and it's a quote from someone, sick F George Conway put on blast for making Nazi comparison to Charlie Kirk assassination. So then he goes on, this is 5 minutes ago, and he says, they may not want to hear it, and it may incense them, but the parallels between what the Nazis did then and what Trump and MAGA are doing today are striking, chilling, and as any expert on authoritarianism will tell you, straight out of the same toxic but dog-eared playbook. That's just insanity. And again, what he's saying there is being repeated on the mainstream left. It's being repeated on the fringe, but that is being repeated. That's how they think. They think we're that close to authoritarianism because they have that much of a case of TDS with Trump in the White House. And a guy was just shot in front of 3,000 kids, caught on camera with blood gushing from his neck because he happened to have some ideas that they don't agree with.
It's so un-American. And I mean, I just have to say, though, about Charlie, first of all, the fact that you know, he was rich financially and personally, that he had built Turning Point into such a behemoth that he could just do the conferences and big speeches and hang out with the donors and that was it. But the fact that he still kept doing these kinds of college events spoke to how much he enjoyed it and relished it and saw it as part of his calling and mission to do so. But yes, I mean, it's such a scary commentary, and we cannot let the left just simply try to goad us or shame people into silence. You know, Oliver Darcy, former CNNer, and a few others are out there, Slate is another, suggesting that just like with the Charlotte attack, you know, the victim in that was the murderer because society failed him. The bad guys in this is conservative media because they're really mad about it. They're kind of pissed off about it, and it's kind of upsetting us. Yeah, one of their friends, whom a lot of these movers and shakers on conservative media and TV had their friend killed basically almost on live TV. So, yeah, I think they're going to be really mad about it.
I think so, too. And then let's not forget, you know, when we do I have mixed feelings here about whether or not, you know, hopefully they find this shooter. And I think maybe they have. We're getting some indication that there was a news conference that was going to, you know, happen maybe about an hour, hour and a half ago, and they delayed that. So that could be a sign that they have someone. But, you do have a situation where, let's face it, these are also the people that cheered on the death of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Johnson. They made Luigi Mangione a hero. So even after two attempts on Trump and this, you know, Ruth guy goes to trial starting yesterday, you have the attacks or the threats on Brett Kavanaugh, but they can't wait to find out, many on the left, who this guy is so they can hold him up as the martyr. They're going to try to make him the martyr in all this.
Yeah, no. And again, I just think the media have a chance if they say they're so important and they think they're so great, they're the bastions of the First Amendment and what is right and what is wrong. They can start and set the tone here. But even if there were a change, Martin, I fear that the leftist base is too primed to hate the right that they can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
I don't think so either. But where does that, you know, I don't know where that takes us. I'm not sure.
You have Ilhan Omar, you know, Mehdi Hasan. I mean, these people are being praised for their reactions. They're being suggested that this person really had a point. There are people defending Matthew Dowd. Blue Sky, I mean, you know, going Blue Ski. I mean, that place is just a mess.
I've
right
avoided
now.
It, but I've heard, and I've unfortunately have a lot of audio to share from some of the revolting comments out there. But, you know, one more thing before I let you go, Curtis, if you're, I think about some of the people that I know and that you know, if you're Riley Gaines, if you're Jen Say, if you're Ben Shapiro, if you're my friend Scott Jennings, if you're Senator Eric Schmidt, I mean, I can't even imagine what not only their reaction was to this. I heard Riley on CNN last night and she, you know, she admitted it's scary, right? And family members, I can't even imagine what family members thought, you know, outside of what happened to Charlie. But if you are married to someone who has a high profile position and espouses conservative beliefs, that's got to scare the crap out of you. Just like a spouse of a cop in the middle of George Floyd or in the middle of, you know, Mike Brown or some of these other things.
No, that's such a great point to make that comparison, not to like that they are similar in terms of, you know, what they mean to the country and obviously literally putting their lives on the line. But the same general point that unfortunately they are in this position where they go on a trip or they go to work, so to speak, a paid speech or somewhere. And you have to say, I will see you again or I love you. And that just goes to the necessity to tell those that we care about that we love them. And to check in on our, I said this morning, check in on our strong friends too. Just check in on your friends, even if people you disagree with, but you know of, because that's the kind of the way out of this. I think Charlie, that's what he did so well. He was fierce in his debate. You know, he'd get in trouble for saying things, but he said in a clip that's been going around, societies die. Marriages fall apart. Friendships fall apart when we stop talking to each other.
Yeah, and we've seen that way too much here in the last 5 years in particular. Curtis Houck, always great to have you on. I think it's 2 in 1 week. We don't need to bother you that much, but I knew you'd have something to say on this, so I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
I'll always make time for you, my friend.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.